Sounds so exotic. I was just a murderer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was a cold-blooded, premeditated murder.
Welcome back to Crew Crime and True Crime Podcast with Sav.
And Matt.
And this week we have like 3 listeners of the week.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. And all of them are so near and dear to our hearts.
Yes.
Number 1, Eileen.
Shout out. She gave us some solid recommendations.
She's also upstairs right now.
What up, but... Eileen?
Thanks for recommending the pod, dude. And then our next two are my cousins Speedy and Gabe. And they're just promoting us on their Instagram, sharing us on their stories and their Snapchats. And everybody do it.
Yeah. Shout out.
Thank you so much for genuinely sharing the podcast. Because the more listeners that we have, the...
more listeners that we have.
Yeah, quite frankly.
But that's also what we're in it for. The fame.
The more hyped us up, honestly.
It makes it more fun. It really does. Yeah. It feels like we're talking to people. You know what I mean?
We're still talking to each other. Eye contact.
Yes.
But like, it also feels like we have more eye contact with you guys.
Mm-hmm. We're looking at you right now through the microphone. Mm-hmm. Can you feel it?
I feel it.
I know, right?
It felt very strong.
I felt 100 eyeballs looking back at me. Probably
more than 100, dude.
That's true.
Whoa. That's all you guys. Oh, thank you.
Don't say that right before we start. Jesus Christ.
You have more than 100 eyeballs on you.
All right. So it's like public speaking, but not. And now I'm scared.
Yeah. Public speak to me, my guy.
All right. I got you.
What are you going to tell me about, tea cake lady? Tell me about tea cakes. Can't wait.
I will. Yes. So this is part 2 of our murderers that have fed their victims to people.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucked up.
Yeah, and my chick is Leonarda Canicilia? Canicilli?
Canicilli? How do you spell it?
C-I-A-N-C-I-U-L-L-I.
Literally in one ear, out the other.
Yep.
But I'm going to believe whatever you said, how you pronounce.
And that's the only time I'm going to say her
Cinerelli?
Last name.
Cinicilli?
Any of the above.
Whoa. Yeah. All right.
And here's the thing. I looked up how to pronounce her last name, and everyone fucking pronounces it differently.
Oh, no.
So if you're Italian, please let us know.
Yeah.
Because I don't fucking know how to say this.
The spelling will be in the description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Send us a video pronouncing it. That would be ideal.
Yes, please. Please do.
Yeah, please do.
With your cool Italian accent.
That would be so neat. Yeah, please do. Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to hop right into, like, her backstory, basically.
Okay.
I guess you could call it her early life, but it's kind of just her entire fucking life.
Okay.
But Leonardo was born in Montella Avenilio, which is a province in Italy, in 1893.
You sound Italian.
Thank you. Yes, I am.
Yeah, it sounds
great. I feel like I did pretty good.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. So basically a province in Italy, whatever the fuck that means. I think it basically means like a state. It's like our states,
but
they're provinces.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So Leonardo was actually a product of rape.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Leonardo's mother
Starting it off rough.
Oh, it's the whole thing is bad.
Oh, God.
So Leonardo, her mother was like a high society woman who was like looking for a suitor. When she was assaulted by a man in a field.
In a field. Uh-huh.
She became pregnant after the attack, so her parents forced her to marry her rapist to save her reputation.
No, don't even. Uh-huh. When is this happening again?
It's like around 1893. That's when Leonardo was born.
1893. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Leonardo's mom is now knocked up with Leonardo.
And her parents forced her to marry her rapist.
No!
Yeah, even though she was gonna get, like, a rich husband and have a cushy life, that shit didn't fucking happen for her. So, Leonardo's mother came from a super rich family. Like, very high up. But unfortunately, her rapist came from an impoverished family.
Well...
Like, not good at all. And he was way older than her. And had actually, like, despised her from afar.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? Yeah.
So he felt like he had kind of, like, entrapped this beautiful woman into his, like, horrible spider web of shit.
What a horrible man of shit.
Yeah, he is not great.
What a horrible, shitty man.
Told the men in his community that if they wanted a rich, beautiful wife, they should rape them and they would be handed to them on a silver platter. Because that's exactly what happened to him.
Fuck this guy. Playing the system.
Yeah, he's a piece of fucking shit.
Oh my God.
Through and through. Leonardo's mother resented her from the moment she was born. She
fucking hated this baby. I wouldn't want to have that baby either.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I don't blame...
I mean, kind of blame her for this because, yeah. like, she treats her daughter like absolute dog shit and it, like, wasn't her fault.
That's not acceptable.
Instead, like, her daughter could have been her best friend. And yeah. instead, she was like, you're a piece of shit and I fucking hate you.
Well, probably because she also got roped into fucking marrying the fucking guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, if maybe she had been able to, like, get away and have the baby on her own, it could have been like that.
Yeah.
And it still probably could have been like that with this guy, but, I mean, shit does different things to different people.
Yeah. And quite honestly, when she got raped, she didn't even know that she had had sex because she didn't know what sex was.
No.
Her period just stopped coming. And the reason that her parents found out she was pregnant is because, like, the servants in her house were like, oh, we haven't seen blood on Leonardo's sheets in a while.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, so she must have been kind of young then, right?
She was decently young. I mean, like, the childbearing years back then were, like, 14 young, and up. Dude. So, fuck. Yeah. I'm guessing she was pretty young.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. So Leonardo's father was extremely physically abusive to her and her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And he also never really had a job.
Well, I mean, and he raped her in the first place.
Yeah.
So.
And she didn't really know how to be a wife or, like, anything because she had servants her whole fucking life. Good so, point, like, he was, like, point. Clean the stove, and she was, like, the what? And then he would just, like, punch her in the face.
Not yeah. funny.
No. But the reaction is ridiculous.
Ridiculous! Yeah. Calm down.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's a rapist piece of shit, so, like, yeah. I don't think it's gonna happen.
And he was telling all his buddies, yo, go rape some everyone. Rich girl and...
Entrap them in your horrible life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
in literally. Your horrible life.
Mm-hmm. So Leonardo's mother was verbally abusive to her and would often remind her that she was the reason that her life went to shit.
No, you can't be doing that mm-hmm. shit. You can't be doing that.
And here's the thing. Leonardo's mom was, like, resented in both communities. Like, the rich community, she was seen as, like, a cautionary tale.
Oh, because like, she got raped yeah. by some fucked up dude.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're saying for sure she put herself in that situation. Yeah. You already know. It's yeah. the what? The 1890s?
Mm-hmm.
For sure they're saying... Don't do what she did
yep, yep.
to get yourself raped.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you. Don't be raping.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then in her impoverished community, they didn't feel bad for her at all because she had, like, grown up her whole life just having servants
so
and
much
shit.
Money, yeah.
So they're like, welcome to the real world, bitch. Like, fucking yeah. sucks. And
fucking
that was pretty
sucks.
Much it.
Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the impoverished sides. The rich side, though.
The rich side, I'm like, get
fuck you guys.
The impoverished side, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean,
I feel you. Give it a whirl.
Yeah. Sucks.
But in the rich side, yeah, fuck you guys for being like, she got raped,
yeah.
so.
Yeah. But around the time that Leonardo was, like, 3... Mm-hmm. Her dad was brought to their home after being gone for a few days, which wasn't uncommon because he was a raging alcoholic piece of shit.
Yeah.
But he was in a coma and had a high
what?
Fever. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. From what?
Just being drunk and shit.
What?
He just got so drunk that he slipped into a coma and was, like, dying. He probably had some kind of, like, cold, too.
Yeah, maybe.
But he had a fever.
Fuck.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I don't like Leonardo's mom. But I like her approach to this. Because she basically was like, all right, put him in the bed and I'm just going to leave him there and nature's going to take
see
its course.
If he,
if he lives, he lives. If he dies, he dies. Either way, fuck him.
That's a solid approach.
Yeah.
10 out of 10. Yeah. Respect.
Yeah. I mean, in this yeah. case, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the way she saw it, if he lived, okay, she keeps living her shitty life. If he dies, maybe she gets accepted back into her family as a widow
oh,
and she can get remarried to a rich man.
Solid.
Yeah. Not
that'd be
bad,
nice,
right?
That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. So Leonardo's dad died pretty fucking quickly.
Well, yeah.
Like, within a few days.
He's in a coma.
No water, no food,
we're just
no
gonna
anything.
See what happens.
He died.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And of all course, right. like, Leonardo's mom was expecting to, like, get accepted back into her family,
didn't
right?
happen. Didn't happen.
Fucking no. They shunned her. They're like, nah, bitch, you've been gross and you're still gross. Stay
oh.
away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tragic.
It's really sad.
Tragic.
Especially because, like, her family still probably loved her, but, like, the community already had a bad taste in their mouth because of what happened.
And I feel like, especially back in the day, the community, like, even now, the community is very impressionable, but, mm-hmm. like, back then, it's like, if these guys wanted to be able to live some sort of life, they probably were like, either she stays gone and we vibe in, or she comes back and everyone looks at us different.
Exactly.
Or talks about us, or
point,
we stop getting
settled.
Included in things. Yeah.
Yeah, things had settled, and so, like,
been
if it
time.
Was, yeah, if it was gonna come back up, it was gonna ruin her whole family's fucking legacy.
That would mm-hmm. suck, but honestly, it's still kind of fucked up. Yeah. Still definitely fucked up.
Oh, yeah. The whole situation, I feel really bad
for. Take your daughter and give her love. And also give her a nice rich husband.
Yeah, because that's what she wants.
Also shed the fucking poor girl some love.
Mm-hmm.
She needs it, goddammit.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah. But Leonardo's mother remarried when Leonardo was around 5.
Okay. Leonardo or Leonarda?
Leonarda.
Leonarda.
Yeah. Good luck.
That's so hard.
It's so hard saying her name. Because I want to say Leonardo every time. Leonarda.
Leonarda.
Yeah. So her mother remarried when she was around 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find the guy's name.
Okay.
Like at all. But he seemed pretty shady, like possible mafia ties, like doing kind of like odds and ends types of things.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm picking up the vibe.
Mm-hmm. And her mother was like smitten, right? She was like all about this dude.
Okay.
Like, ooh, he has some money. I don't care how he got it. Like,
He's like, finally a nice man.
Yep. And they fucking pushed Leonardo like into a corner.
Oh.
Like, other than when she was being yelled at, they, like, didn't even make eye contact with her. Of course, not even
they wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. And remember, keep in mind, she's 5. She basically had to take care of herself for the most part. She would find food to eat for dinner, bathe herself, and put herself to bed.
And she's an only child. She's doing this literally all alone.
And her parents would be gone, not even joking, for days at a time, and she would be left alone.
Okay, well, I'm sobbing.
Completely. I'm
crying for 1,000 days. I know. This poor girl.
It was really sad. And, like, she didn't have any friends. Like,
obviously
she didn't
go not. To school. How? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Leonardo's life was rough, as you can tell. But to make it worse, she tried to commit suicide for the first time when she was 13.
No.
Yeah. She attempted to hang herself with her bed sheets, but the tie, like, on the knot wasn't tight enough, and so she fell off. Yeah. And this was just, like, in the rafters of her house.
That's honestly, I mean, that's rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I 100% see why she felt that way.
Oh, yeah.
Can't deny that I would probably be feeling the same fucking way.
Oh, yeah. And dude, her mom proves her case even more because Leonardo couldn't even speak for a week after attempting to hang herself.
Yeah.
Because she had actually crushed her larynx, but it didn't, like, snap her spinal cord.
Jesus.
Which is, like, what usually kills you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she, like, was covered in bruises. She couldn't talk for a week. And her mother didn't even notice her injuries. And she ended up attempting a suicide a year later in the same fashion and failed again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. This girl is going through it harder than I think any kid needs to go through it. And she's been going through it this whole time.
Yeah, her life fucking sucks
right now. At this point, I feel a lot of empathy for this girl.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Here's the thing. I'm going to be straight up. I kind of feel empathy for her the whole time until she starts doing real fuck shit.
And here's the thing. It's really hard for me to then stop feeling the empathy because, like, look how they got there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not okay.
Well, I'm going to give you the whole backstory, and hers is crazy.
Well, it's already crazy. This story
gets fucking insane, bro.
Thanks for telling me. Straight up.
It's crazy. Do you know anything about this case?
Like, no, except for what you told me the other day.
Oh, whoa, yeah. There's a lot more to it.
Almost just spill my wine.
Ooh.
Okay, well, I'm here for it. Let's go.
Okay, so around, like, this time, after her second failed suicide attempt, she's probably, like, 14, 15, she'd beginning to hit puberty, and her mom started to look for a wealthy husband for her.
No, I forgot it was, like, the fucking, probably, like, the early 1900s, 1905 or some bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know what year it is here, but
probably, like, 1910.
Oh, like, 1910-ish.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Good guess, Sab.
But she didn't inform Leonardo of this plan.
Oh, fuck you. So now she's just like, I'm going to find her a husband. I'm going to find her some creepy old man.
And not tell her at all.
Not cool.
But go Leonardo. Because even though her mother planned for her to marry a wealthy man, and she's going to all these parties and, like, meeting all these rich people, being like, you want to fuck my daughter?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's pretty fucking gross.
That's really fucked.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't, I mean.
Don't do that.
Imagine if here, in this day and age, in the places that we all live, who's to say where?
Yeah.
We're not going to tell you.
You know where we live.
But, imagine if we did shit like that. We're like, here's my 14-year-old daughter for all you old men to come.
If my parents threw parties for 30-year-old men to come bang me when I was fucking 15. It's fucking disgusting. It's nasty.
And super creepy. And went on for too long. But back then, it was like still happening.
Amazing. Because, like, as a woman, if you got a rich husband, you're like,
especially as
a
young girl, you're solid. But the older you get, you 21 like us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'd be spinsters,
bitch.
We're used up. We're fucking gone, dude.
We're so fucking young.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Mm-mm. But Leonardo decided to marry a registry office clerk.
Registry office clerk?
Yeah, it's like a government job. I don't know. Some Italian thing.
Register with the government.
Tell us in the comments below. No, I don't know. I don't know. It's a government job.
Okay.
But his name was Raphael Pensardi. And they married in 1917.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they started trying to have kids immediately as soon as they married. Because she just really wanted to be a mom. That's what she wanted.
And, you know, to each of their own.
Yeah. Leonardo's mother was pissed as fuck. Why? She was so mad. Because she didn't get in with the rich people again. She wanted to get accepted into high society again. And that wasn't going to happen now. Her mom was pissed as fuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, and I can fully see her perspective there. I feel like in all, like, the movies of, like, people, like, rich people getting fucked over and now they're not a part of the family and they're trying to get back in. I picture it being very much like the movies.
Yeah.
Where she's like a snooty rich bitch who just wants back.
Oh, yeah. And she, like, kind of got into money again, like, through her mafia husband. But she's not, like, back to where she was when she first began.
And she's trying to be. Kind of criminal money.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She doesn't give a shit about that. But she wants to be, like, in with the rich people. Mm. She's not there yet.
She's not succeeding. And her daughter just fucked up her chances.
So, Leonardo's mom was pissed as fuck. And she told Leonardo that she would never approve of the marriage. And she actually cursed the couple. Like, actually cursed them. And this was the curse.
Okay.
You will live a miserable life until the day you die. Bitch. And these were the last words that her mom ever said to her. They never spoke again.
Wait, will you say them for me again?
You will live a miserable life until the day you die. Which, I mean, not gonna say she did, but she did. So.
Well, I'm gonna assume that she definitely did. She was one of the worst
lives I've ever heard.
Fuck that mom, bro.
She fucked her daughter up.
Hard. Oh, you know what? Mm-hmm. Just because someone's a mom doesn't mean they're a good one.
Oh.
And fuck this one for 1,000 days.
We've done several episodes that include moms. Shitty moms. That are very not good.
Yeah.
Like, not
shitty
good
mom,
at all.
My guy. Mm-hmm. Fuck this shitty mom.
Yeah.
But, I mean, fuck, I mean, she also got the short end of a stick, of a stick.
Of a stick.
Yeah. Short end of the stick. The stick?
Yeah.
I feel like this lady got the short end of many sticks in her childhood, and then in her adulthood, and now her daughter is going into her adulthood, and this fucking bitch-ass sticks of a woman is just giving away all of her short sticks to this poor woman.
She has hated her since day one. So. Yeah. And this is the last we'll hear of Leonardo's mom in this story.
Really? Yeah, after she says, hope you have a fucking miserable-ass life.
She didn't say, hope you will. She said, I curse you to have a horrible life until the day you die. You fucking will. And I hate you.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, like,
literally.
It's bad.
Here's the thing, woman. I know you're probably already dead, but.
Oh, by far.
I curse you. Yeah. Okay?
Well, she's cursing your daughter. Life, so.
Yeah. She's been cursed.
Yeah.
Whoa. Karma, but before you know, you needed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or. Actually, I feel bad saying that. I do feel bad saying that because I think she probably acted the way she did because of what she got. So, I take back whatever the fuck I just said.
Sorry, Leonardo's mom, I guess. Yeah.
But still, fucked up what you did.
Yeah.
Fucked up what happened to you, fucked up what you did.
Yeah. But the worst part about this curse was the fact that, like, pretty much all Italians during this time were extremely superstitious, including Leonardo, I would say more so.
Okay.
So she, like, took this curse to fucking heart. Well, she was like, I am literally cursed now, like, I don't know what to do, like, I am fucking cursed.
How's things going with her dude?
Just fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Her and Raphael are pretty much always solid.
Okay. I love to hear that.
So that's always in the story.
Okay. Interesting. Because I know she commits some crimes. So I'm interested to see what his perspective is.
You'll see. And it's actually really sad.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay. Okay.
But she thought about this curse all the time. So she distracted herself by trying to become the perfect wife. And during this time, she was still trying to, like, have kids and everything, right? But she was just being the perfect wife, and, like, she would freak out if she, like, missed, like, if she, like, couldn't complete all of her chores, she would, like, heavy sob in Raphael's arms, and he would be like, it's okay, like, I don't even actually care, like, you're a great wife, and she'd be like, I could be better, just, like, freaking out, like, she, like, burns the dinner, she's, like, heavy crying, like, I failed you, and he's like, no, it's okay, like, I love you.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, so she was just trying really hard to, like, be as good as she could be, and she was actually succeeding, I would say, she was a good wife.
Here's the thing, so again, like, I only kind of know what the fuck this bitch ends up doing.
Mm-hmm.
But this is absolutely crushing my soul. I'm crying right along with her because I can't imagine, like, something as small as that just stressing you out to that point.
Yeah, it's sad. And she, like, wouldn't celebrate, like, any of her accomplishments. She, like, wouldn't, like, celebrate the fact that she found true love.
I bet she's never been able to.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. But, like, she, like, couldn't for her whole life. She couldn't allow herself to, like, enjoy any of her accomplishments.
That which is sad. Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Well, got me crying on the pod.
Well, it's about to get worse. Okay. So, because of the extreme amount of stress that she was putting herself under, she began to have seizures.
No.
Pretty severe seizures.
No.
Yeah. And, like, they said fits as well, but I don't know what the fuck fits are. I think they're just seizures, but they didn't have the name. But around this time, a fair visited Leonardo's town. It was, like, a traveling fair. So she went to see the palm reader there.
I bet that gave her more anxiety, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The palm reader told her that she would have a horrible life and she would outlive all of her children.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Oh, no.
So, shortly after this, in 1920, Leonardo became pregnant with her first child.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
This being joyous, this caused her so much anxiety that her seizures became more frequent and
more severe. Did she miscarry, or did she have the baby?
I guess we'll find out.
I guess.
Yeah, but she's fucking stressed.
Yeah.
So, after...
Because she knows this baby's gonna die before her.
Well, after 3 months, it did die. She miscarried.
3 months? Oh,
yeah, because of the seizures. Yep.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does she have more kids?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just you wait, bitch. Just you fucking wait. This shit gets crazy.
I'm not ready. I can assure you of that.
Yeah. Oh, and there's one aspect that we're going to have to actually look up on the pod because I didn't look it up.
Oh.
But we'll see.
Okay, research on the pod.
Yeah, research on the pod. Because I was wondering, but I didn't look it up.
Okay, can't wait to do it with you.
So,
okay.
After Leonardo and Raphael lost the baby, the couple traveled around Italy looking for work. They would, like, go from, like, farm to farm and be like, yo, you need someone to pick your wheat, milk your cows, and they would, like, get some money and, like, do whatever. Okay. But they're just kind of, like, moving around.
Yeah.
And then they settled in Ponezia? Ponezza. Ponezza?
Sure.
Something. Something Italian.
Love it.
So after arriving there, Leonardo became pregnant again, and this time she carried the baby to full term.
Oh, wow. Good. Her son, she Giuseppe. Got through it.
Yeah, her son, Giuseppe.
Giuseppe's hole. Bucca de Beppo.
Bucca de Beppo literally means Giuseppe's hole.
Or what's the other
Joseph's
one?
Joseph's basement.
Joseph's basement. Either Giuseppe's hole or Joseph's basement.
Bucca de Beppo isn't just a Utah thing, right?
I don't know. I mean...
Bucca de Beppo is an Italian restaurant. I hope it's everywhere.
Y'all have Bucca de Beppo?
Y'all got Giuseppe's hole.
Y'all got Joseph's basement. Family style Italian.
Yeah, in Giuseppe's hole.
And they've got like the Pope's table.
The Pope's table?
You never went with to fucking Bucca de Beppo?
No, I've never gone to Bucca de Beppo.
You always sit at the Pope's table.
Yeah, my family's it's got like white the spinning. Trash, so.
Oh, whoa.
I'm sorry to anyone that likes Bucca de Beppo.
Here's the thing. I like Bucca de Beppo, but I've never been there with my family.
Oh, there
so
you go.
My family's just not that white trash.
But Giuseppe was born in 1922. Yes.
Giuseppe, 1922.
Yep, 1922. So Leonardo was extremely overprotective of Giuseppe.
Yeah, probably.
And it went, like, it got even worse as the years went on. It got really bad.
Was that because she didn't want him to die?
Yes, and, okay, so let me explain this. This is why it got worse. She was overprotective at first because she already lost one kid.
Yes.
That one fortune teller.
She has this curse.
Yeah, the fortune teller told her that she was going to outlive all of her kids. She's like, fuck, so she's kind of, like, hovering over Giuseppe.
Yeah.
This is where shit gets fucking wild.
No.
Leonardo would go on to have 17 pregnancies.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Three were lost due to miscarriages. 10 of them died while they were still children.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So, like, the one born after Giuseppe died. Like, many of them died. So she was, like, as more
she
and more
She would birth kids, and they would die as young children.
Yes. But, it wouldn't just be, like, oh, they died, like, sudden infant death syndrome. It'd be, like, oh, they died at 8 in their sleep. Like, some crazy shit. Only 4 of Leonardo's children actually live past childhood. 3 boys, including Giuseppe.
What does past childhood mean?
I would say above the age of 10.
Teens?
Yeah. Maybe above the
age
of 12.
Did any of them live?
Those 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay, well, good for them. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Yeah, but we'll get into it a little bit. Yeah, so just 4.
Sucks to be the 13 that didn't make it.
Mm-hmm. And you want to know the craziest thing? All the kids died from various reasons. Leonardo did not kill her kids.
Are you sure?
Positive. Some of them got sick. Some of them would die in their sleep. She did not kill her kids.
Okay, well, this
110%.
truly she was cursed. Mm-hmm. Palm reader was right. Mm-hmm. How did the four make it past? How did the four make it through?
Who fucking knows?
Why did she keep trying?
Well, this woman has horrible luck, and also they didn't have birth control back then.
I guess if yeah. her, I mean, I guess that's valid.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
And I don't even think they knew how cum worked.
But even still, well, if they didn't know how cum worked, then I guess they're fucked.
I'm pretty sure the commoners didn't know how cum worked.
Do you really think that?
I 110% believe that shit.
Well, then how did they, what did they?
They used to drill holes into people's brains to release the demons.
You know, you are correct there. Yeah, so,
I don't think they were like, you know what? I think semen
makes a baby. In her.
Yeah.
She'll get pregnant.
Yeah, I think they were like, I don't know, it was God magic, so.
Just the Lord wanted you to be pregnant.
Yeah.
Or the curse didn't want you to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who fucking knows?
Here's the thing, that sounds like a miserable life, because if I got pregnant 17 times, and if I birthed, what, fucking 14
of them? 14 of them, yeah.
Yeah, I would not do that. Mm-hmm. I would not. Mm-mm. I would be like, back in that day, I'd be like 1800 Sav, and I'd be like, yeah, you can just off me right now.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'd be like, no one's getting in this pussy ever again.
No.
Stay away from my fucking pussy.
Yeah, I'm from the future, yeah. And I know how cum works.
Yeah, but so. At that point, I would just be like, I know sex does this, and I don't fucking want it.
So everybody has to know that sex does that. Oh, yeah. I just can't believe that they wouldn't know that.
Oh, I think they know that sex did it, but I don't think they were like, oh, cum is what makes someone
semen.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because some people...
The pull-out method wasn't there.
And fucking some people are infertile.
Yeah.
So exactly. Some people would be having sex and not ever get pregnant and be like, yo.
Guess God didn't want it.
Mm-hmm. Guess God didn't want it.
Yeah. Now drill these demons out of my brain. What a perspective.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. But, dude, after losing 13 children, Leonardo was convinced that the curse was 100% true.
Well, I'm convinced.
Yeah. The curse that her mother put on her, what the fortune teller said, she believed it fucking all. Like, yeah. In her heart.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it. I mean, poor fucking girl has been cursed for life.
Yeah. And what sucks so bad is, so, in 1927, this is after her 13th child had died.
Wow, well, she did that quick, dude.
So, right before, like, her 13th child had died...
She was pregnant that whole time, the dude. Whole from 1922 time. To 1927, yeah. She had to have been pregnant the whole time.
Yeah, literally the whole fucking time.
This is miserable to me.
Yeah. But she had gotten a job at a bank as, like, a night shift cleaner.
Okay.
And that's when her 13th child died in his sleep. And the reason she had gotten this job is because her husband was like, listen, you'll stay with the kids all day, go to work at night, what's gonna happen? They're gonna be asleep. Right? No big deal. Her kid fucking dies in his sleep.
Her kid fucking dies in his sleep.
So...
That is horrible.
Yeah. After this, after her son died, Leonardo tried to commit fraud at her place of employment,
the
bank.
What kind of fraud?
She went on the ledger and put her own name down and basically said, she has money here. Oh. And they were like, bitch, no, you don't. Like, we know what accounts we have and we don't have you on here. So they found out immediately.
Okay, dumb plan. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I mean...
It's a fucking
You could have thought it out a little bit better.
You could have just taken the money and skipped town, bitch.
Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, leave.
It's not like you have any living children to take care of.
Well, she has a few right now. Giuseppe's still kicking it.
And I feel bad for saying that. That is still very sad. That is still very sad. Giuseppe's still kicking it. That's good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. He's a key part of this story.
That's unexpected to me. Yeah. All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Oh, my God.
So she spends a year and a half in prison because of the whole fraud thing. But weirdly enough, this prison was run by nuns, and it was like a
nun
church
prison. Oh my god.
It was a Catholic church prison, which sounds fucking awful.
It sounds miserable.
Can't imagine anything worse.
Dude.
I'd rather go to a Mormon prison. I would. A Catholic prison? Bro, those nuns are ruthless.
Those nuns are ruthless.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, I would rather go to a Mormon prison, but at the same time, like, just probably going to church on a Sunday would be Mormon prison for me, and I haven't even done that in years, so.
Yeah. Don't get sent to a fucking
Italian nun prison, because then I'll be miserable.
Yeah, it's gonna fucking suck.
Then I'd be miserable, for sure.
Yeah, but by the time she got released, everyone in their community hated her and her family, and they're like, get the fuck out. So they did. They skipped town.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Wow.
So they settled
Power
in a new
to the
town.
People.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, bye. You're a piece of shit.
She's like, you know, I can agree. Yeah. I'm out of here.
But they settle in a new town in Italy.
Okay.
And Leonardo becomes pregnant again.
No.
Yep.
Number 14.
Mm-hmm. And she was fucking horrified. She was so scared. Yeah. So she went to find a fortune teller so she could see if her fate had changed.
Oh, Brian? No. What does this fortune teller say?
And here's the thing. She's so superstitious, dude. So she believes fucking everything.
Here's the thing. I probably would believe fucking everything, though. It's really hard not to. I got my palm read or some shit like that, or my cards read. Yeah. And I was, like, crying because I was like, this bitch is speaking to me right now, man. So, like, I'd probably get... I'd get roped in for sure.
Well, here's the thing. The predictions that Leonardo gets are actually very accurate, because do you want to know what this fortune teller told her?
What?
In your right hand, I see prison, in your left, a criminal asylum. And that'll come into play later in the fucking story.
No! Yep. Okay, so prison in the left, asylum in the future.
Yeah, right hand prison, left hand, criminal asylum.
Yeah, wow, yeah, okay.
Pretty
okay.
crazy. So in
well put.
Yeah. In 1930, the Irpina earthquake hit.
Irpina.
The earthquake hits them. Okay. It's a pretty big one. It's like an 8-point something.
Jesus Christ. I'm pretty terrified of earthquakes.
Mm-hmm. And it levels, what's her name? Leonardo's entire fucking town.
Jesus.
And almost completely destroys several neighboring towns. Like, it fucking ruins shit.
And this is in Italy.
Yeah, it's in Italy. So, Leonardo, along with the rest of her town, relocated to various regions of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Leonardo and her family moved up to the north of Italy, where her and her family actually thrived.
Okay, good.
They loved it.
They're finally catching a break.
Yeah, they were well-liked in the community and had, like, tons of close friends.
Left their baggage behind. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's start anew.
They're having a good time.
Good to hear.
So, Leonardo decides to open up a small, like, soap shop.
Okay.
Soap shop.
Oh.
And instantly, the business was a success. Everyone went fucking crazy for the soap.
Hell yeah, like, Leonardo's soap.
Yeah, she got, like, orders from all over Italy, from, like, high-class people being like, we want that fucking soap.
This is wildly exciting, and I'd love to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Soap business take off,
yeah,
bitch.
She's having a good time.
Hell yeah.
And also, she decides during this time to do palm readings for people out of her house.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, her house is right next to her shop. Yeah. So it's like, oh, come buy some soap, come into my house, I'll do some palm readings for you.
I kind of love that.
Yeah. And a lot of, like, her predictions came true for her customers, so she became very popular in the community. And people would come to her for, like, all kinds of advice. Men, women, whatever. They would all come to her and be like, hey, I want to start this business, what should I do? And she'd give them advice.
Oh, that sounds wildly stressful to do as a job to me. But
I mean, she's loved it.
I mean, do your soap, do your palm reading. Mm-hmm. They go great together.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
She was thriving at that
point. I'm so glad to see that at least something's going well for her.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally. It's so nice. And, like, when they would come in for their palm reading, she would, like, sit down, chat with them, like, give them some tea cakes, some tea, and they would just have a good time.
Some tea cakes.
Mm-hmm. But that's, like, what you could expect every time.
Okay.
Just a nice little chat, nice little meal, on your way. Yep. Leonardo. He's a little, we'll get there, bitch.
I know, I can't
It's coming right up.
Okay.
But Leonardo believed that if she could become more magically gifted, she would be able to fight off her curse, because even though she was living her best life right now, she knew the curse was just waiting around the corner.
Yeah.
She was like, that's the whole point of this curse. It's going to wait until I'm happy, and then it's going to fuck my shit up like it always
does. Throw me to the ground. Yeah. Crush my soul.
Yeah. And she was, like, very into, like, spiritual readings. Like, she, like, read a lot of books. She had the best collection of spiritual readings in Italy.
Okay, damn.
She just collected that shit.
Well, like, I mean, she's probably grabbing at whatever she can, and I'm glad that she's grabbing at something that she's finding solace in, for sure.
Oh, yeah, she's having a good time. Right now she is, but in the back of her mind, she's like, I gotta take care of this curse, though.
Yes.
Yeah. So, in 1939, Giuseppe enlists in the army.
Okay.
Yeah, this is World War II, I believe.
Yeah, no, definitely.
In order to get away from his overprotective mother. That's, like, why he did it.
Wow.
Yeah. And this completely shattered Leonardo.
Like, yeah.
Fucked her shit up.
Dude, he goes to the army. She's like, for sure he's gonna die out there.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
That's the curse. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Yep. And, like, without a doubt, she's like, oh, he's gonna die. He's gonna die. Like, mm-hmm. I know he's gonna mm-hmm. die. I'm supposed to outlive all my kids, so he's gonna die.
You better believe that he's gonna die.
Mm-hmm. So she dived even deeper into her supernatural studies, just trying to find a way to break the curse before her son was killed in the war.
Oh, because this is her first son. Fucking woman,
this is her
dude.
First child, and she's like, please God, I can't lose
one
him.
One of the few who's made it mm-hmm. out of many.
Yep. That's so sad.
And here's the thing, poor kid, because I can only imagine having an overprotective fucking mother
like this. She's lost 13 Jesus. Kids.
This is on a whole other level, mm-hmm. dude.
Yeah. And, like, he kind of resented her for it. Well, for sure.
I would, too. She didn't let him do anything.
Like, anything at all.
Yeah. Paranoid.
Mm-hmm. She dives into her studies, right? This is when she found a principle in alchemy called the first law of equivalent exchange. And it states, humankind cannot gain anything without first giving something in return. To obtain something of equal value must be lost. And she took this and was like, oh, fuck, that means I need to kill people to save Giuseppe's life.
Wow.
Because she's saying life for a life.
Well, yeah, no. Have you seen Full Metal Alchemist?
No.
Dude, in Full Metal, it's all about the law of equivalent exchange. Mm-hmm. And what happens to all of them and losing their limbs and shit, trying to bring their mother back to life is insane. So everybody watch it if you like anime. If you don't,
it seems like a good show.
No, it's the first anime I ever watched and I loved it.
Yeah.
And there's a really fucked up part at the third episode.
Are you talking about the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Kemper was like, watch this show. I'm going to show you the most fucked up episode. Yeah. And then he showed me that and I was like, I don't think I'm going to watch it.
I can't watch the show.
Yeah.
But watch it. It's insane.
He fucked up.
But okay, so the way that she is taking this is that if she kills someone, save his
and
life.
She takes
equivalent
it
exchange.
Very literally. And I will tell you what I mean by that after this short pee break. That's our elevator music.
BRB.
I'm gonna take a fat piss.
Wow.
My pee was great, thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Leonardo was not hyped about the fact that she was gonna have to kill people, but she like accepted it as
she was like, this is what I need to do.
Yeah, she wasn't a violent woman. Like, okay, there's
well, she really doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
I mean, she sounds like she just wants to be like, she just wants to be a good wife.
100%.
She just wants to keep her kids safe. She is stressed. She's just trying to get through it.
Yeah. And, like,
she's been abused.
I gotta give a quick shout out. I got the majority of this information from a woman on YouTube named Stephanie Harlow.
Okay. Shout
she
out Stephanie Harlow.
She did some great fucking episodes on this.
Hell
and
yeah.
And she mentioned the fact that, like, Leonardo would actually, like, buy her chickens during this time already, like, plucked and skinned. Because she hated violence that much.
Wow.
Like, during this time, you would just buy live chickens and chop their fucking heads off.
Handle
she didn't do that shit. So, like, she very much was not a violent woman at fucking all.
Well, this story just got even more tragic because she felt the need to.
Yeah. And, I mean, she knew it was morally wrong, but she had to save her son.
Yeah.
Like, that's how she saw it. She was like, Giuseppe is my boy, and I'm gonna fucking save him no matter what I have to do. So.
I mean, again, you can't be killing people, but. No.
And in her mind, she thought this was the solution because she thought she was fucking cursed.
And I don't blame her for feeling that way. I can see very much how A plus B plus C equals D or some shit. We could go through the whole alphabet,
probably.
It's distantly
related. Yeah. So, this was her idea, okay?
Okay.
She thought that the easiest victims would be the people who visited her home for palm readings.
No.
And she was right. Which brings us to the first murder.
Okay. Wow, the first.
Yep.
I was not expecting.
She kills three people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So,
why three? One for each kid except for the last one?
No, you'll see.
Okay.
And
okay,
she was
okay.
doing this all to save Giuseppe because he was the one that was enlisting in the war.
Oh.
So she saw that shit as critical.
Him.
It's all for Giuseppe.
Okay. So three lives per one life?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, you'll see. You'll see why she does three.
Okay.
And it's kind of weird.
I will take it as it comes.
So her first victim was either 73 or in their mid-50s, varying reports, but I think it was 73.
Okay.
That's what I'm leaning towards.
All right. Older.
Yeah. So her name was Fatizna. Seti.
Okay.
Yeah. So Fatizna had been visiting Leonardo for her help getting a husband. She's like, give me your advice, I want a husband.
Yeah.
And she'd been seeing her for like a year and a half. Leonardo told her that she had found her the perfect husband and convinced the woman to write letters to her relatives about how she was moving to Pola to be with her new husband. Okay. She was like, you got to do it now, like, write the letters so they know where you are, like, write a few of them so you can send them out. I can send them for you. She, like, convinced her.
Oh, what a fucked up game this bitch is playing. And the saddest
thing is, this woman is, like, fucking in her 70s. She's never been married. She just wants to find a husband. So bad. She wants to find, like, the love of her life. And that's what she's going for. I forgot that this
lady was so old.
Mm-hmm. Never married.
Oh, my God.
And she is just looking for the love of her life, and she thinks that she just found it.
And Leonardo here is like, hey, send out all these letters so that I can get away with your murder.
Yeah. And she had told this woman, like, I sent your picture to him. He has fallen in love with you, and he wants to marry you. You need to go out there right now.
Oh.
So she is just, like, she's so happy. She is so fucking happy, and she's about to die. So.
Well, you're crushing my 73-year-old heart, Leonardo.
Yeah.
I'm shattered.
Yeah. So right before Fatizna?
I don't know.
I'm not Italian, so I can't call it. But
I'll take it.
But she was about to leave for Pola. She visited Leonardo one last time because she had requested it.
Yes.
Leonardo then drugged her wine and grabbed an axe from the other room.
Oh, God, no. Mm-hmm. There are other ways.
Are you ready for this?
God, no.
So she's not a violent woman, right? No. So she looks away. She swings the axe and hits her in the shoulder because she's not looking.
Fuck.
She's so drugged that she doesn't react, but she is still alive.
God.
The second sliced the top of her head off, killing her instantly. Yeah.
So, the top of her head?
Slice off the top of her head. Like, literally, imagine an axe swinging and slicing off the top of your head.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sharp axe, bro. Mm-hmm.
So, she's dead now.
Yeah. Jesus. Ugh.
And it sounds like what she drugged them with, I wasn't able to find what substance she used, but it was something herbal because this victim specifically complained of, like, an herbally gritty taste in her wine.
Ooh.
She's like, ooh, this wine's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But she didn't really think anything of it because she trusted Leonardo.
As she would.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
So then, here's the thing. The fuck shot.
All I can think about is the crazy amount of blood spatter there would be.
Oh, yeah. And that's an issue in this specific murder. There's two more, but with this specific murder, that is an issue.
Jesus Christ.
So, Leonardo then chopped up the body into pieces and hung them on hooks above a bucket to collect the blood.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
For someone who's not about it.
She's trying to save her son. She's
really doing it, dude. She's going balls deep.
Well, she has to do two things to save her son, and I will tell you what those are in just a minute.
Okay.
So the blood was poured into, like, baking sheets, like you would bake cookies on, and put in the oven to bake into a dark jelly-like substance that Leonardo could use to bake with. So she basically coagulated the blood to get it to the point where she could grind it up and put it in her tea cakes.
I googled tea cakes earlier today, Mads. I just gotta tell you,
they look delicious.
Here's the thing, but really, they look more like holeless bagels.
Yeah,
tea buns.
I mean, it's like a yeast
based
thing.
It's yeast based, yeah, so that's more European bready thing than cakey.
Yeah, but they also call fucking fries
fish
over
chips
there crisp. Oh yeah, chips. Crisps or chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
Cookies
do they call?
Or biscuits. So like, who fucking knows?
What's the lift?
That's an elevator, isn't it?
Probably. What's the bathroom? The loo?
The loo. Fucking classy bitches. It's just the bathroom.
Oh, wait. What did they call it in Cancun?
What, the elevator? Or
the
what?
Washroom? Or no.
Oh, the water closet.
Yeah, they had the labels WC above bathrooms. And the whole time I kept on forgetting, and I'd look at the WC and I'd be like, wash cloth. Like, I was like, I don't know. What's the C stand for? Water closet?
Yeah, that's it.
Not wash closet?
No, water
closet. Did I not just hear you?
No, it was water closet. Listen back on the recording, bitch.
Really?
This is just recorded.
I love doing that. I'll listen back. Wash closet, water closet, I don't know. Bathroom?
All I know is this bitch baked some blood into some tea.
Ew, coagulated.
Yep.
Okay, wait, so like this is like the middle layer in the tea cakes?
No.
How is this going?
So I will tell you exactly how she did it in just a second.
Okay.
Good question, though.
Yeah.
You'll get some details.
I do need to know.
Yeah, but she had gotten this idea of baking the blood into the cakes from Italian folk magic, and it was, like, a fairly common practice. Of course, in folk magic, they weren't saying kill someone, but they were saying, like, hey, you want to do a love spell? Maybe prick your finger and, like, put your blood into, like, a cookie that you bake your loved one.
She's like, let me put gallons of blood into some tea cakes.
Well, she was battling a heavy curse at this point. She had lost 13 kids. She wasn't going to lose a 14th.
No, especially not her first.
And this is what Leonardo said about the tea cakes. They were dry and slightly metallic tasting, but she still decided to feed them. Yeah, she still decided to feed them to her husband to see how he liked them. And he said they were good and ate quite a few.
No.
Yep.
Y'all just hear me literally gag. I might puke. Give me a minute. Fuck.
She also fed them to her son and the other people she did palm readings for. Now, are you ready for this?
I think you need to give me a sec to recuperate.
I know, it's pretty gross. You're not ready, though. You're not ready.
I'm sorry.
It's gonna get worse. It's actually fucking disgusting what she says about the food that she feeds people. Yeah.
Okay.
Leonardo also took the blood-drained body parts and added them into a large pot that she already had. Looked like a cauldron to me, but...
Wow!
She then added in soap-making chemicals to break down the body parts and turn them into a soap base.
I knew this bitch was gonna make... As soon as you said she had a soap business, I was like, oh, for sure she's gonna end up fucking turning some bodies into soap.
Well, dude, her big plan was to use this soap on her son Giuseppe. She wanted to do this.
And feed
this
it to him and bathe him in it.
Yep. She wanted to coat the inside of his body as well as the outside with the magic. So that way he was fully protected.
Okay. All right.
So that was her idea, was to fully protect him from the inside out. So the best way to do that is tea cakes and soap.
I mean, according to her logic, yes.
Yep.
I see that.
Yep. So let me give you this step by step, dude.
Okay.
This is exactly how Leonardo described the incident.
Okay.
I threw the pieces into a pot, added 7 kilos of caustic soda, which I had bought to make soap, and stirred the mixture until the pieces dissolved into a thick, dark mush that I poured into several buckets and emptied in a nearby septic tank. Ooh. As for the blood in the basin, I waited until it had coagulated, dried it in the oven, ground it, and mixed it with flour, sugar, chocolate, milk, and eggs, as well as a bit of margarine. Kneading all the ingredients the recipe. Together. If you want to make this at home, step by step.
Please don't.
Don't.
We are not responsible. Unless
it's your own blood and you're doing what you're doing.
Regardless, we're not responsible if you do.
Yeah, but you do have your own free will.
Do you think?
But fucking
no. But don't do that.
Yeah. She said, I made lots of crunchy tea cakes and served them to the ladies who came to visit, though Giuseppe and I also ate them.
Giuseppe and I also ate them and her husband?
And her husband.
Raphael?
Yeah. So they all ate it. Everyone fucking ate these crunchy tea cakes.
Yeah. With metallic fucking...
The metallic taste, dude. Yeah. She said it with irony. I'm like, yeah, it's blood.
Here's the thing, I'm gonna be honest. I've never been, like, even when I was a kid, if I got, like, a prick or something, you know how some people would, like, suck on their blood or something?
You've never tasted blood.
Well, I have, obviously.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
I was never, like, one of... those kids who would do it all the time. The only reason I did it is because one time Layton was like, Layton did it all the time. Layton, I talk about you on the pod all the time. But
sorry.
Yeah, no, Layton would literally, every time he got like something like a cut on his hand or something, he'd just like suck on it. And I'd be like, nah. The one time I did it because he told me to, I was like, this is disgusting. So I'm definitely not a vampire. Probably ever in any of my past lives.
I don't know if I've said this already on the pod, but I had a crush on this dude.
But what up?
I had a crush on this dude in like third grade. His name was Vlad. He was from Russia.
There's no way. There is a kid in your third grade class named Vlad.
Dude,
from
I'm
Russia.
Not even joking. He was adopted and he wore tracksuits and shit. He was on like a 45-year-old Russian man, but like in third grade. And he would take his sharp ass tooth, like the one that I have, and he would cut himself and then drink the blood.
What?
Yeah. He would literally slice his finger open with his tooth and then like suck the blood out.
Here's the thing, the way you just demonstrated for me, what a bad bitch.
Yeah, that's why I was like, Vlad,
you can get it.
Shout out to you, Vlad, if you're still out there. What up?
I hope you're listening.
Yeah, I hope you're a fan.
Nice to meet you.
Anyway, so this soap base.
Yeah, whoa, yeah.
It turned into that thick black sludge, right? And it was just too nasty to be made into soap, so she dumped it out.
That's not how you do it.
Yeah, no. But she figured that the ritual had failed because Fatizna was too old and sad, and her life was not equivalent to Giuseppe's.
Wow.
So she's basically like,
so this is what leads her to needing another body.
Yeah, exactly. She was like, okay, that soap turned out like shit. That means the ritual didn't work, and that means that, like, this life doesn't count.
Yeah.
So.
That sucks.
Yeah, she had to murder Fatizna someone more vibrant.
Murdered in vain.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And the soap sounded disgusting.
Well, it should be. Because
it was made of people, so.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Have you heard of well-made people soap, though?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it has to, we'll get into it. It has to come from a certain kind of person.
It does indeed.
Yeah, which is, yeah. So that brings us to the second victim.
Okay, unero numero dos.
Uh-huh. Francesca. Solve.
Francesca?
No, Francesca.
Really?
Francesca.
Okay.
Solvay.
Solvay.
Yeah. Was Leonardo's second victim.
Okay.
She was a woman in her mid-50s who had lost her husband a few years earlier.
Her son is not 50 years old.
Exactly. But she's choosing the people that come in for the palm readings. Yeah. And the majority of them are, like, older women. So, like...
God damn it.
Like, everyone from the community came in to, like, get her palm readings, but, like, it was mostly the women that she connected with.
So. Yeah, and that she could probably con into it pretty easily.
And I mean, with the first one, she knew that no one was gonna miss her. With the second one...
set it up so no one would miss her, too.
Yeah. And with the second one, she kind of assumed the same thing.
Okay. So. Alright.
But she convinced Francesca that she had found her a job at an elite boarding school for girls.
Whoa.
Yeah. She pulled the same shit as she did with Fatizna and convinced her to write the letters, do the whole thing, and tell her family that she was moving to the city for another job. But she also convinced them to, like, not give the location of the school.
God.
Because it was, like, a high-end school for, like, social elites. And yeah, they didn't need no the one can being know. Spread around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. That was her whole thing. Francesca visited Leonardo before she was about to leave because she had requested him.
As you do.
Once again, she gave her the glass of wine laced with drugs.
Herbal.
Yeah. Leonardo then arranged buckets around Francesca's chair because last time she had lost too much blood.
Oh,
when you were talking about that blood splatter.
Yeah, dude.
She lost too much.
Ugh.
So while she was just unconscious in the chair, she started putting buckets around her.
Oh my God.
To make sure that every drop of blood was collected.
Okay, okay.
And then killed her with an axe strike to the head. This time she was looking.
Here's the thing. There's no way that every drop of blood is going to get caught in those buckets.
But way more than the last one.
Way
where she just chopped her up into chunks, put her on hooks, and then drained the blood out of chunks of meat.
Oh, that makes me want to puke.
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
So Leonardo then removed the head and limbs from the torso of the body and baked the blood into tea cakes.
Yikes.
Yeah.
After doing the whole... Take two on the tea cakes.
Mm-hmm. After doing the whole, like, drying process and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
This time when Leonardo ate the cake, she said she felt electricity flow through her mouth. And
no!
She believed that this was magic coming through
her. No.
Yeah.
No.
So she was like, oh, I'm on the right track.
I hate that.
Uh-huh.
I don't.
She's like, I got magic coursing through my veins. Fuck yeah.
It was placebo magic. It had to have been.
I think it was mental illness. I think it was probably mental illness.
Mental illness, isn't it? Dude, no way. Yeah.
It was.
It was. Well, mental illness and extreme conditioning, dude.
Yeah. So let me tell you this very important fact. Going back to the first murder.
Okay.
She was a skinny person. She was pretty skinny.
Never would have guessed.
Okay.
Who ate who?
The person that she murdered.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
The first victim, very skinny. This victim had a little bit more fat on her, okay?
Oh, okay.
So, Francesca's body was put into a pot with soap-making chemicals, but the same black sludge was produced, even though Leonardo saw, like, as she was, like, cutting through her, that there was, like, a thick layer of yellow fat.
Yellow?
Yeah, that's what she noticed. And so she's like, oh, it's gonna make good soap. It did not.
No.
So she was like in a fit of fucking rage and she just poured that shit.
They didn't have Google back then. That sucks.
Here's the thing. And also, what would we Google now? Hey,
how to make a person into soap?
Yeah. I just cut up a body and it turned into black sludge instead of soap.
No, you don't even have to tell Google that. And also, before you even try to make the soap, you'll Google it.
That's true.
And you'll be like, how do I make a person into soap? And then Google is going to tell you, quite frankly. Here's the thing. You can Google far too much. Gabby and I Googled something that I did not need to Google the other day. And I don't remember what it was. But it was about Armin Mivis.
Oh.
I saw some horrifying shit.
Was it the cannibal websites?
No, I didn't get there yet, dude. Mm. We need to do that together.
Black web.
Yeah.
Dark web.
Black web.
I think it's dark web.
It's the dark web. Or the black market.
Yeah. I'm not going on there.
No.
God.
God. No. Fuck. No. But you could probably buy human soap on there.
Yeah, probably. I guarantee that you could, actually.
Yeah, because people are doing it correctly, which, again, she didn't have Google, so really I can't blame her for doing it wrong.
But she was a professional soap maker, so she genuinely believed...
So she has to know something.
Well, she genuinely believed that, like, she just wasn't doing the ritual right. Wow. And so she was, like, in a full fit of rage, and she poured Francesca's body out onto the floor.
What?
Because she was like, fuck this, and, like, she burnt her hands doing it. Because the thing had been on the stove all day. So she, like, slams it to the floor, like, burns her hands. There's, like, body everywhere. Yeah, so Leonardo cleaned up the mess.
Body everywhere.
Yeah, it's black sludge. Ugh.
Yeah.
She cleaned up the mess with the help of her son and then fed him the tea cakes. Giuseppe. Oof. Yeah. Oof. So, that's how the second murder went. I mean, he ate the tea cakes, but didn't get the soap.
I mean, he ate the tea cakes. He ate the tea cakes last time, didn't get the soap. Yeah. So, obviously, she's going to try again. Murder victim number three.
Yeah, brings us to the third victim here.
Jeez.
So, after the second murder, Leonardo decided that she hadn't been focusing on the sacrifice aspect of the ritual.
Mm.
So, she thought she would choose someone who meant a lot to her and the community.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Who did she choose?
Virginia Sassiposo. So she was a former soprano singer who was actually, like, decently famous.
Okay.
Like, pretty fucking famous. And since she, like, she was, like, a singer, right? She had traveled all over. Oh, did you spill wine on yourself?
Is it on my shirt?
No.
Thank God.
Yeah, you're good. So she had, like, spent her, like, life traveling around, singing, doing her thing.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time that she was kind of done with her singing career, she was older and still unmarried. So society saw it fit for her to move in with, like, an older male relative. So she moved in with her brother in this town where Leonardo was.
Oh, fuck.
That's her background story.
All right. All right. And Leonardo's like, she means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. And Leonardo was... her closest friend, and that made her the perfect victim.
Yeah.
They were best friends. They were really close friends.
I would never do that to you.
I would hope you would never make me into fucking soap.
Oh my God. Not only soap, but tea cakes.
Although, I think I'd make some great tea cakes.
Wait. You think you could make them, or that you as a body...
Me as a body would be a great ingredient.
What makes you think that your body is going to make a great tea cake?
Because I'm just so sweet. I'm just a nice person.
You think your blood isn't going to be metallic as fucking those tea cakes?
Oh no, here's the thing. It's going to be gross. But out of any blood, mine would be pretty great.
Okay, well, you know what? If out of any blood, I guess I'd rather eat your tea cakes than anybody else's.
Oh, thank you.
That's actually really sweet. Yeah. Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks. Yep. But don't.
I won't. If anyone ever does, I'll kill him.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I do appreciate that.
And I won't try the tea cakes.
You should try a bite.
Okay. Okay.
Just for curiosity. But.
Well, I would be curious.
Dude, you know what's crazy, though?
What?
During this time, I thought this was, like, way back in the day.
Okay.
This third victim comes through in 1940.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, so Leonardo is like 50.
She's old at this point. Let's see when she was born. Hold on.
1893.
Yep, 1893.
And now it's when? 1940?
1940,
yeah. So she's like 47.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprising that Giuseppe's lasted this long.
Right? But he's still chugging along.
Yeah.
So in 1940, Virginia told Leonardo that she was kind of like getting restless. And she's like, I feel like I still have a lot to offer to this world. Like, I'm going to go back out there and, like, maybe try and start my singing career again. Like,
I feel like I still have a lot to offer to this world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
and she came to Leonardo for advice, like a lot of people in the town did. So she was like, where do you think I should go? Like, all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Leonardo convinced Virginia to stay in town because she had found a big opportunity for her. God. And she couldn't reveal any details about it just yet.
Oh, can't reveal anything about it just yet. Because it doesn't fucking exist. Uh-huh.
And Virginia, she wasn't, like, desperate like the other two victims. Not saying, like, fuck these other two victims. Because, like, they were just doing their thing. They really wanted these opportunities.
Yeah. So, obviously, they have this woman telling them how everything's going to go. Yeah. Giving them the opportunities. Obviously, they're going to cling to that.
Exactly. I would do that.
No shame.
But this chick, Virginia, she had been there, done that. She was, like, street smart. She was like, I'm not taking your shit.
Yeah.
So she wasn't just going to hop on a train and write letters to her family like obviously. The other two victims. But she did trust Leonarda since she was her best friend. Mm-hmm. So she did believe what was going on.
Fuck.
Leonarda finally revealed that Virginia would be the personal assistant to a rich man in Florence.
Oh, wow.
But she had to keep his identity a secret because he was very rich.
Leonarda did? So she couldn't tell her immediately.
Yeah.
She's like, you'll find out.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, once you get there, you'll find out, but you can't tell anyone about who it is or where you're going.
Oh, my God.
Because he's that high class. And she believed it.
Well, yeah. If you were telling me that, I'd believe you.
Exactly. And she kind of pondered on it, mm-hmm. right? But she decided that she would take the offer.
It's so, too good to pass up.
Exactly. So Leonarda convinced her to write the vague letters to her family that the other two victims had.
Fuck. Fuck.
Yeah.
All right, Leonarda, I mean, you did have a pretty smart plan, but...
And it's fucked going up. Through. Yeah. So, of course, Virginia visited Leonarda before leaving for Florence. Mm-hmm. And something that she noted was kind of strange. Remember how her shop is right next to her house?
Yes.
She, like, comes to the shop, comes to the house. It's deserted.
What?
Normally the shop is popping, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's a very sought-after soap maker. She's yeah. She's a very sought-after palm reader. No one's at the house or
and Virginia's
the shop.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And she was like, oh, well, like, this is such a secret thing that, like, I just had to keep a hush-hush so, like, no one's here right now.
Okay, I'd be like, that's a little weird.
Yeah. But Leonarda offered her the drugged wine, and Virginia refused. Yeah. So they, like...
Oh, no, I feel like this is gonna take a dark turn.
No, I thought it would, too, but it actually doesn't.
Okay, it's not okay.
Well, I mean, it does.
What?
It does.
Wait, but not so how you're does thinking. It or doesn't?
Basically, what happens is Virginia's like, no, I don't want any wine. And Leonardo's like, come on, just one glass.
Drink the wine.
And she was like, nah, like, I want to be clear-headed when I meet my new employer. And she's like, when are we going to be able to drink again? Come on, let's do this. And she was like, fine, drinks the wine. Ugh. So she pressures her into drinking the drugged wine, and she drinks all of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Leonarda, and remember, she's still awake but drugged at this point.
Can I just say, I am so glad it did not go the other way.
Where she was just, like, awake and conscious and
then and murdered. Yeah. Oh, God. I was not prepared for that to be the case for her best friend of all people.
Mm-hmm. Well, still fuck her best friend, apparently.
Well, yeah. Fuck her for being like this to her best friend.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awful.
Even if it is for her own fucked up reasons, I fuck it.
She's just trying to protect Giuseppe at this point.
Yeah.
And she's trying to suffer because that's the whole sacrifice aspect of it.
Oh, right? God. That's hard. That's real hard. Right?
That sucks. That's why she chose her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So while Virginia's unconscious, she stripped her before killing her, took off her expensive clothes that she could, so like she could sell them, basically.
Oh, my God.
As she dismembered the body, Leonarda found a layer of creamy white, perfect fat. Which she took as a sign that she had killed the right sacrifice.
No. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, God.
She described it as perfect.
Ew.
I know.
I'm struggling to get through this, dude.
It's pretty gross. And it's going to get a little bit worse just right here, okay? These next three bullet points get pretty gross.
Here's going to put my wine down because it's definitely not helping.
Yeah. So, Virginia's blood was made into tea cakes, which Leonarda called delicious. And her body was made into a rich perfumed soap, which Leonarda scented with Virginia's own perfume that was like in her packed bag that she had worn the day that she was killed.
This is just...
It's kind of fucked up.
Insane!
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Okay, so the soap worked out.
It's because of her creamy fat.
Ew.
Yeah, disgusting. Keep in mind, the other tea cakes were dry and metallic.
Yes. This one's obviously, though, delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
So
this is what Leonarda said exactly.
Ugh.
About Virginia's whole incident. She ended up in the pot like the other two. Her flesh was fat and white. When it had melted, I added a bottle of cologne. And after a long time on the boil, I was able to make some of the most acceptable creamy soap.
Oh my.
I gave bars to neighbors and acquaintances. The cakes, too, were better. That woman was really sweet.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
That's what she said.
No. I'm extremely disturbed. One, the fact that all of these people didn't know they were washing themselves with human fat.
Uh-huh.
That's not.
And eating the tea cakes. Yeah, it's fucking gross. It's really gross.
I cannot. I don't think I could even eat a tea cake at this point, now that I've Googled it and I know what they look like.
Yeah. Dude, It's disgusting.
I'd be like, and all of those little raisin bits or those cranberry bits or whatever the fuck little blood. Things they...
Ugh. Blood clots. God. Just coagulated.
Dude, don't say it. I'll gag again. I swear. I swear.
Okay, well, keep this in mind, dude.
Okay, keep what in mind?
This is the first batch of soap that's worked.
Okay.
At this point, Giuseppe was a grown-ass man about to go into the military, right? Regardless of that fact, Leonardo drew him a bath one night when he got home from work.
Gave him some weird, right? Incestually creepy bath.
Mm-hmm. She insisted that she bathe every inch of his body with Virginia soap. Yeah. And when I say every inch, I know. Every inch, as part of the ritual, every inch, ball sack, butthole, toes, face, ears, everything.
Gooch.
Of her grown man son. Yeah. And so after this, he's traumatized. He was like, hey, I understand I'm going to war and everything, but I think my mom's fucking losing it because she just rubbed my gooch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
So at this point, she sits him down in the kitchen and is like, eat a tea cake. And he's like, I don't really want a tea cake, Mom. Like,
does
I kinda
he
want
know
this to be over.
That, like, the tea cakes had...
Nope, he has no fucking idea.
He didn't know about the soap.
No, he knows nothing.
Wow.
Just you wait until he finds out.
Wow.
But she's like, eat a tea cake, like, whatever. He's like, Mom, fucking
I've eaten
no.
so many tea cakes, I'm tired of them.
So she literally force feeds him tea cakes.
Bitch, calm
down! This was the sacrifice, right?
Yeah.
She got the outside, now
she
has to get the
inside.
She's
fully convinced, dude. I can't handle that.
Yeah. And this incident basically ruined their fucking relationship.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, I just got molested by my mom, and then she force-fed me tea cakes. So, like, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, I need to leave right
now.
Here's
the thing, Giuseppe. Get out. Get out. Yeah. Get out.
Giuseppe, protect your hole, and you leave.
Giuseppe, protect your hole and leave.
Yeah, you need to get the fuck out, bro.
Get the fuck out of there.
Which, I mean, he does.
Protect every single hole.
Yeah, so many holes.
From your mom.
It's gross. The fact that he's like, she was like, oh, I drew you a bath. And he was like, thank you so much, Mom. I've had a long day. And she's like, now let me scrub your ball sack.
No thanks.
Like, huh?
Nothing.
No.
With this soap I made.
Out of a woman's fat.
But he doesn't know.
No, he doesn't know. Not yet.
Okay,
not
okay. Yet. Well, I need to know when he finds out. So let's hear it.
Well, this is where shit starts going bad for Leonardo, okay?
Oh, was it not already?
Well, this is where it starts going bad in the fact that she's about to be fucking caught.
Well, get caught, bitch. Mm-hmm. Honestly, at this point, this is not what you thought it was. I can understand feeling like you need to do this. Ah, bitch, you have taken it.
She had good intentions, which is crazy to say, but she actually did have good intentions, which is crazy.
Here's the thing. I want to say yeah at first, but like, okay, you failed.
Yeah.
You know, the first time. You killed an old woman and it didn't go, your ritual didn't work.
Yeah.
Don't go kill that second lady. Oh, you killed the second lady and you fucked that up. Do not kill your best friend or a third lady at all.
But the crazy thing is, like, when she killed her best friend, that was, like,
that's when it worked.
Sacrifice.
To her.
To her, in her mind.
Yeah.
So, like...
All right.
Not
I guess
saying that
you
she
had
was
to
doing
get to the
right
third
thing.
Person in order to get to what you were getting to.
And not saying she was doing the right thing.
No,
I think she
definitely
just had good
not.
Intentions and mental illness, and she was
good intentions
by a curse.
Mixed with... mental illness mixed with a curse.
A fucking curse.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
Shit's already been fucked.
Mm-hmm.
How could you unfuck it? I don't think you can.
Yeah. And it gets a little bit worse.
More fucked.
Yeah. So, at this point, like, Leonardo fucked up because she finally killed someone that had family that cared about them.
Yeah.
So, Virginia's sister-in-law...
And someone so close to her.
Yeah, well, all these women were close to her, technically.
Yeah.
They visited her,
but
like,
not her
daily.
Best friend.
But Virginia's sister-in-law became suspicious when her letters stopped arriving.
I would get suspicious
from Virginia,
that, too.
Yeah, Virginia, like, would send letters, and then all of a sudden they stopped, and she's like, what the fuck? So she started looking for her.
Mm-hmm.
And the townspeople told the sister-in-law that Virginia spent a lot of time with Leonardo. So the sister-in-law paid her a visit.
Okay.
And the sister-in-law got bad vibes fucking immediately.
She good. I'm glad someone is.
Yeah. And so she decided to talk to the neighbor. She like met with Leonardo and was like, weird bitch, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the neighbors and said that like she was Virginia's sister-in-law, was asking where she was, and they're like, oh, she was over there on this day, the day she disappeared.
Oh.
Yeah. So confirmed
place.
She was there. She was there.
Pinpoint.
Mm-hmm. And the sister-in-law, while talking to the neighbor, discovered that two other missing women in the village had been seen at Leonardo's the day that they disappeared.
obviously the so two they other contacted the police. Women.
Yeah, they immediately contacted the police and took Leonarda into questioning.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
But at this point, she's like an older lady.
Yeah. Right?
She's a cute soap maker who like does palm readings.
Yeah.
Whatever. So they question her and release her because Leonarda was like, listen.
She's harmless.
Yeah, and she was like, I have ties to everyone in this town. They all come to see me for advice. They all come for my soap. Like, what the fuck do you want me to do, dude? Mm-hmm. I have ties to fucking everyone.
Yeah.
So police then began to suspect Giuseppe murders.
Yep. God damn it.
And it's because his mom had been like, hey, can you drop these letters off for me at the post office every couple of weeks? And he would do it not knowing that they were dead people's letters.
Yeah.
And a postal worker had pointed him out and said, that's him. And so the police were like, he's the one doing it. Boom.
So they pin it on Giuseppe is what they're trying to do.
100%.
Okay.
My leg's falling asleep.
Dude, mine too.
My leg! So police then searched the family home when they suspected Giuseppe, and they found the suitcases of the three missing women,
because
they had all come there right before the train station.
Boom.
And they're like, oh, fuck you, Giuseppe, you did this shit. Right when this is happening, and they're, like, interrogating him, being like, just confess, and he's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I didn't do shit.
Leonarda busts in and confessed to the crimes.
Oh, because she couldn't let Giuseppe go down like that.
Yeah. And the police didn't believe her until she described the gory details of the crime. And then they're like, okay, like, that sounds reasonable, but we don't think you could do this still. So she said, all right, bring me to a dead body. So they did.
Wow.
They took her to the city morgue and watched her dismember a corpse in 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're like, you can't do this by yourself.
They gave her a corpse to dismember?
Yeah, and she did in 15 minutes.
Jesus.
Yeah. She makes a confession, like, while in her home, right?
Yes.
Just to save her son. She's like, I did this. They take her to the morgue. They're like, holy shit.
Here's the thing. Props to her for doing that, I gotta say. Straight up. I mean, way to not let your kid even for a second go through that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so her son's with her, like, the whole time during this, because, like,
he probably wants to be with her.
He wants to be, like, protective. Like, this is my fucking mom. Like, what are you doing?
She's been nothing but protective over me my whole life.
Yeah. So they take Leonarda into the police station, and that's when she gives, like, her full official confession with her son in the room, who began vomiting to describe the tea cakes and soap, because he realized what she had done.
And what he...
Yep.
Oh,
So he was straight up puking.
This is... terrible. This is the worst.
Yeah, it's really sad. So Leonarda didn't care that she was being arrested, because she was being arrested.
She didn't care
that her son hated her now.
She didn't
care. Or that her family's life was ruined. She was just happy that she had completed the ritual and saved Giuseppe's life.
Giuseppe's gonna die.
Well, here's the thing. We were gonna look up. Hold on. I didn't know if Giuseppe died in the war or not.
Look it up. Let's see. Oh, her poor son, dude. Not only has he been molested by her, but he has been washed in human soap, and he has been fed three different people's human blood tea cakes.
Oh, damn.
What?
Okay, Giuseppe didn't die in the war.
He made it. Well, it looks like it was all worth it.
He died at an old, healthy age.
Dude, so. It was all worth it.
Yep, okay, boom. Cheers to that, I guess. Oh my god, that was the most
insanely loud thing I have heard in a fat minute.
Yum.
Cheers.
Yeah. So Giuseppe still went to the war, and I thought it was really sad, but he didn't even visit his mom in jail before he left.
Okay, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
In fact, I don't even think I'd... I mean, sad for her.
Oh, that's what I mean. I feel fucking bad for this bitch. I mean, she's a piece of shit because she killed three people. Don't get me wrong.
Mental illness.
But in it. Yeah.
Oh.
It is. Yeah, it's really sad.
In it.
So, he goes to a war while his mom is still awaiting trial. And Leonarda's husband, Raphael, became a really intense alcoholic after this.
I would as well.
Yeah, and before this, like, I mean, he would drink like a regular person, but like, it wasn't like he was like a heavy alcoholic. Yeah. He drank himself to death before the trial even started.
Oh my dear God.
Yeah, so like literally within the span of like a couple months, he fucking died.
Well, I feel like I'm just about to sob for a thousand days.
It's really sad.
This is heartbreaking.
And he stuck with her through everything. When she went to prison the first time, all the moving, everything.
All of her emotions.
Yeah, and now he drank himself to death before the trial.
Well, here's the thing. He loved that woman. And then he found out what she did.
And he ate those tea cakes too. Everyone did.
She molested their son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With human soap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her best friend's soap.
Yeah. And the sad thing, too, was Leonardo, like, during her trial, was visibly going insane. She would talk to people that weren't there. She would, like, smile super brightly all of a sudden and be, like, laughing and then, like, sad a second later. So she was, like, visibly going fucking crazy.
Got a tough story here.
It's fucked up.
This is sad.
But we're almost there.
This is rough.
Yeah, we're almost
there. All of the people involved, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. To all of them, yep. Including Miss Murderer here.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
So the trial was short, 3 days long.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Short.
And it was because of the evidence they had against her and the fact that she wasn't denying it.
Yeah, undeniable, and she confessed.
Yeah, she gave details and she was like, nah, I did this shit, so.
Yeah. And like, she told him why, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And did people get that at all, do you know? Like
everyone just thought she was mentally ill.
Okay.
Which, I mean, was right, but I don't think they dove that deep into her childhood to know that she had this shitty mom who, like, said all this shit and she grew up the way that she did.
Everything
that
piled up.
Yeah, so, and she fucking lost 14 kids or however many, 13.
Fuck, 13. Yeah. She had four that lived.
Yeah.
Giuseppe, thank God, one of them, yeah, but can you really say it's because of the washed away curse?
It's not. Because the other three lived without the soap being rubbed on their fucking bodies.
Yeah, so. Someone explain that to me. I don't know.
But she ends up receiving 30 years in prison and 3 years in a criminal asylum.
30 years in prison and three in a criminal asylum.
But throwback to that prediction that fucking fortune teller made, dude.
Whoa.
Prison in the right hand, asylum in the left.
Whoa!
She got both. She got both, bitch. Yeah.
Damn. Way to tie that shit together.
Yeah. And, dude, Leonardo actually vibed in prison.
She had some time. People do.
Yeah. And, like, she gave advice and read the palms of other inmates and all this shit.
Was it nun prison again?
No. It was regular prison.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
it
right.
was heavy, hardcore, you murdered three people prison.
Yeah. And turn them into soap and tea cakes. Yeah.
It's really gross.
Yikes.
It's really gross.
Yikes. Mm.
So while she was in prison vibing, she wrote her autobiography titled The Confessions of an Embittered Soul.
Of an embittered soul.
Yeah. And you know what's so crazy about this? Mm. So not only was this her confessions of murder and like her whole life story, she also included quite a few Italian recipes. And to this day, it's one of the most comprehensive collections of Italian, like authentic Italian recipes.
You're shitting
To the point where like chefs today still reference her autobiography.
You're shitting
for
me.
For the recipes.
No way.
Yeah, this bitch.
Wow, yeah. Leave your legacy, bitch. Yeah. Come
I hope she
on.
Has a tea cake recipe in there, though.
Ew. Yeah. If she has that tea cake recipe, I get rid of the legacy.
She's like, you're gonna need 20 pounds of human blood. So. Yeah, so I mean, she has that going for her. Chefs to this day still use her book.
This one's gonna be called Gagging on the Pod.
Yeah, it's gross. So, last bullet point here.
Okay.
On October 15th, 1970. Okay. Right? That's late. Yeah. I thought it'd be early.
Wait! So she's like 80.
Yeah.
Almost.
She's old. Leonardo died in her sleep from cerebral apoxia, which is basically an open wound in the brain that won't stop bleeding.
She's old. She doesn't have the fucking cells to repair that
and
shit.
And she'd been going insane for a minute. But yeah, that's Leonardo.
Leonardo
Cinesili.
Whatever the fuck your last name is.
I don't know what it is.
That's crazy.
Isn't that fucking
so
insane?
So much tragedy.
Yeah. It's actually insane.
So much tragedy. That's not what I expected.
13 kids?
That's not what I expected from when you told me blood in the tea cakes.
Yeah, right? It's kind of insane, isn't it?
No, that's actually incredibly insane. That's insane. Uh-huh. That's nuts.
Yeah, and I feel bad because, like,
I have
she
a lot
thought
of
she was
feelings.
Doing the right thing.
Even if she knew she was doing the wrong thing, she thought she was doing what she had to do to protect her kid. And as a mother, she felt like that's what you gotta do.
Exactly.
And I can see that and I can feel that.
And she knew it was the wrong thing.
She knew it was the wrong thing.
She knew that her son was gonna hate her. She knew her family was gonna be ruined, but she didn't care as long as Giuseppe was okay.
Yeah.
So.
And as much as I personally would hate my parent for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I can see as a parent why you might do that. Especially if you're having some other mental problems.
And if you lost 13 kids.
And if you had been raised the way you had been raised.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you imagine losing 13 children?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's a lot of kids to lose.
So both in the womb. Three. The fact that only three of them died in the womb is even more heartbreaking for me because she birthed fucking 11 and or 10 other kids.
At the beginning of the pod when you're like, did she really not kill those kids? I'm like, I fucking guarantee she didn't. This is how you prove that shit. She tried so hard to make sure Giuseppe would stay alive.
You know what? You're right.
She tried so fucking hard.
Oh,
so that just means she had shit luck. She was actually cursed.
She was cursed, dog. Yeah, her mother cursed her, and the palm reader solidified it for her. Yeah,
100%.
God, everybody be skeptical, be wary, watch out.
And if you get cursed by an Italian woman, fucking God, run.
Run?
I don't know what to do for you.
If you get cursed by anyone, just get out of there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different type of people who can curse you.
I guess that's true.
Anybody even come near you, just run.
And that's our advice.
Tip of the day.
Avoid all social contacts.
Get out of there. Equivalent exchange, it seems to have worked for Giuseppe, so.
I guess it worked. I don't think he asked for any of this shit, but.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Well, with that being said, don't eat any tea cakes, you guys.
Just don't eat tea cakes. Because you can assume probably they don't have blood in them. But hey, get this. Everybody who ate those tea cakes would have assumed that there wasn't blood in them.
There's never a 0% chance that your tea cakes don't have blood in
them. Unless you make them.
Yeah. But even then, watch out. Who fucking knows?
You might cut yourself on accident.
Maybe there's blood in your vanilla extract and you didn't even know.
You are shitting me, Maddie. you do not put that shit out there, dude. I'm gonna go, try and, use some vanilla in, some cookies or some shit. I'm gonna be like,
it's a blood. Oh my God. Yeah, but for real, don't eat tea cakes. And if you get an especially rich, creamy soap, don't use it.
Just
don't
use it. Or, do some research on your lady here. Well, Gabby made soap.
Do we know what she put in that soap?
Gabby!
No.
I don't think Gabby put blood. I made soap with her one time.
I made soap with her many a time.
She didn't put blood in there.
Mm-hmm.
Where would she have gotten the bodies?
Okay. I don't ask questions.
I don't ask questions.
Oh, okay, well, I think that's it.
Yeah, no, I think that was a wild tale. Insane story.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Pretty nuts.
Yeah. So with that, do you want to follow us on our social medias?
Yes, you should, and you do.
Twitter at
CrewTrime.
Instagram at
CrewTrime Podcast.
Send us an email at
CrewTrime, a true crime. That's not it. No, that was YouTube.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. What's the email?
Email is crewtrimetruecrime@gmail.com.
Boom. Okay. And if you want to watch our one YouTube video.
It's solid. It is Crew Crime, a true crime podcast.
Boom. Okay. Boom.
Solid.
There we go. So,
solid is.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening, and we will see you back next week.
Okay, well, we love you guys. Thanks for listening.
And good night.
Good night. Bye.
Normally we say goodbye, huh?
Bye.
Goodbye.